Dreamscape presents Then Came You by Kate Meter, narrated by Pippa Jane and Jason Clark. Chapter 1. Aubrey.
I hate weddings. I especially hate friends' weddings. However, I have a peculiar fondness for the groom of this one, Max Henderson, and his girl. Charlie is exactly what he needs. Sharp, stylish, and willing to go toe-to-toe with his entitled self. But the last thing I need right now is a happy fest, when I'd much rather curl up with my kitty, sip on a nice Glenfiddich, and binge-watch Midsummer Murders. I have a crush on Tom Barnaby, which probably means my daddy issues are showing atrociously. It would look odd if I didn't put in an appearance. Max and I have just figured out how to be friendly again. His fiancée helped, and I really do want to be supportive. Slipping into the church, I reason that I can stay for the ceremony, kiss both parties hello, and skedaddle before the ink is dry on the marriage register. The pews are full to bursting, but I can make out an empty spot fourth row from the top, exactly where I suspect Max's friends are situated. I inhale deeply. Here goes. Moving closer, I spot the back of Trinity's head and slide into the seat beside her.
Hey, princess.
Lucas, Trinity's boyfriend and one of Max's law firm partners, says with a cheeky grin, while I try to avoid looking beyond him along the pew. If I can't see the problem, it doesn't exist. Tunnel vision will get me through. Frowning, Trinity touches my upper arm, right above the neon pink cast on my forearm, sitting in a matching sling.
Are you okay? What happened?
Just me being a dumbass. I squint at the line of hats in front of me, marveling at how Chicagoans at a wedding in November think they're at Royal Ascot. I cast a glance over my shoulder. Maybe I should sit back there. No sooner are the words out of my mouth than the air shifts.
What happened?
A dark voice grits out. Looking up, I find Grant Lincoln, Max's other partner, staring at me from his place at Lucas's right, the spot I've been avoiding since I parked my ass in this pew. Though it's more like he's sitting on Lucas's lap in an effort to impose himself. His brown hair, tinged with red.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?